Michael Harris was eventually convicted of 5 murders, but recently tested DNA evidence from his first conviction could change that. DNA found in the girdle of one victim came back with a match, but not to Harris. Ed Zaney is Harris's attorney. He says if Harris is exonerated for the first murder, it could impact the other 4 convictions.
These cases are so much the dominoes. I think if this first one falls, it's going to have collateral consequences on the remaining convictions.
Zaney plans to file a motion this week asking a judge for a new trial. Ingham County Prosecutor Gretchen Whitmer says her office is working to make sure Harris gets every opportunity to make his case. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.